Le passé récent. Like the recent past, if you want to translate it directly. So le passé récent is like a false or a fake tense that we've got, because technically it's the present tense. But then if you want to express something that you just did, okay? So we've got a tense for that, and it's quite useful and quite easy to make, because the concept is that first you will use the verb venir and the preposition de. Okay, so venir is to come, venir de. So this should be at the present tense. And then you will put your verb at the infinitive form. Okay, and you will get what we call le passé récent. Okay, so it's a technique just to express something yet that you just did. Okay, so it's not possible to use this passé récent, of course, for last week or the month before. It's not possible. Okay, so it's really something that is somehow connected to the present. So present, something that you just did. Okay, so of course, if you want to make it, you should know the conjugation of venir by heart. If that's not the case, then don't worry. Here it comes. So at the present tense, it's je viens, tu viens, il vient, elle vient, nous venons, vous venez, ils viennent, elles viennent. All right, so let's see that one more time. Je viens. Final S not pronounced, okay? And when you combine this ien, you get this yin, yin. Je viens, all right? Tu viens, well, exactly the same thing. Final S not pronounced, and then you get this yin sound, all right? Then il vient, exactly the same sound because final T here is not pronounced. Elle vient, all right? Nous venons. Okay, so final S not pronounced, and then remember that you pronounce this like a the, venon. Okay, O-N in your nose, on, venon, nous venons. All right, vous venez. Okay, so a Z at the end combine will give you the sound E, and here you've got a venez, vous venez. All right, and then il viennent. So remember, as usual in French, when we talk about conjugation, ENT at the end, you don't pronounce it here. And then you've got this here, followed by this double N. So double consonant here. So when they are identical, they will open the sound of this So you will get it, and it will be produced like A. Okay? So viennent, viennent. Okay, don't insist on this. Ne, no. Vienne, vienne. Okay? Ils viennent, elles viennent. All right? So remember, je viens, tu viens, il vient, elle vient. Nous venons, vous venez, ils viennent, elles viennent. So this is the first part that you should use to make this passé récent. Okay? And remember, after that, you put this preposition de plus your verb at the infinitive. So let's see a few examples now. And the first one, je viens de discuter avec ma sœur. Okay, discuter, to discuss, avec, with my sister, ma sœur. Je viens de discuter avec ma sœur. Okay, something that just happened. All right, and then same thing here. Tu viens de boire un verre de lait. Sorry, boire, to drink, un verre glace. De lait of milk. D'accord? Tu viens de boire un verre de lait. Same thing here. It just happened. Elle vient de gagner le match. Gagner is to win. Le match, obviously, the match. Elle vient de gagner le match. And the last one. Nous venons de déjeuner. OK? Déjeuner here. So when you have your lunch, OK? Nous venons de déjeuner. All right. So, je viens de discuter avec ma sœur. Tu viens de boire un verre de lait. Elle vient de gagner le match. Nous venons de déjeuner. All right. So, keep in mind, venir at the present form, as we see here, and then the preposition, la préposition de, and your verb at the infinitive form. And then you get this passé récent, something that you just did. Okay?